They're a pretty sound football team all around on offense. And, you know, obviously the quarterback situation is what it is. But, you know, we'll have to prepare and be ready for any one of those guys to play.
Have you seen the YouTube videos of the trick shots that the guy they just picked up?
No, I haven't seen that. Pretty good.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, it looks good.
Can you name all the quarterbacks?
Yeah, there's a big long list of them. So we'll study them all, though. We'll be ready for them.
What impresses you the most about Gordon? I mean, last week he had a pitch and catch and then ran, I think, 75 yards afterwards for the TD.
Right. Obviously, you know, his size, his speed, his ability to go play the ball when it's in the air, and then obviously his ability to run after the catch. Like you said, on that play, you see him run 95 yards for the touchdown. So he can definitely have the ability to run away from a defense, make guys miss, break tackles. So he definitely presents a challenge and someone that we're going to have to be ready for.
Can a guy doing what he is capable of doing change the entire secondary's approach?
I don't know if it'll change the entire secondary's approach. I mean, he's just a guy that we're going to have to understand where he's at on the field. Understand his abilities, how he can hurt you, and try to limit him the best we can. Obviously, they have a lot of guys on that side of the ball that can make plays with the other receivers and the tight end and things like that. So you can't focus all your attention on one guy too much.
Is he one of those guys that even though he's covered, he's not really covered?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you get a guy like that who, even in coverage, he can adjust and move his body in a way to make a play on the ball when it's in the air. So a guy you have to compete with and try to make plays on.
You guys have faced a lot of big-time number one receivers this season. Does he remind you of any of those?
You know, I don't really compare receivers because I think everybody has their own abilities and presents different things and different things that they do well. So we just know that he's a good athlete, a guy that's been productive for them, a guy that's making a lot of plays, and someone we're going to have to understand where he's at on the field.
Steve, were there any limitations for you coming back with the thumb? It seemed like you stuck your nose in there just like always.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I mean, I kind of have the mindset once I'm out there on the field, I have one way that I like to play. So, you know, try not to think about it too much. Got some play time. It was good to be back out there, go out there and make some plays and ultimately get the win. So it was good. It was a good feeling.
Did you feel any rust out there?
No, not really. You know, I felt pretty good. I thought coming back, I felt, you know, as good as I could be.
Steve, I think it was 4 rushing touchdowns the Texans scored. Are you concerned personally with the run defense?
No, I don't think so. I think our main focus right now is to just get back to work, continue to get better, continue to try to fix the little things that we need to fix, and continue to grow as a defense. And I think if we do that, if we continue to you know, move in the right direction, we'll continue, you know, moving to getting better as a defense and stopping people. So that's our ultimate goal.
How aware are you of the playoff implications if you guys win this weekend? You know, you could wrap up the division potentially.
Yeah, I mean, our main focus is on Cleveland right now. So we need to go out and play a good sound football game on Sunday and get a win for any of that stuff to happen.
Talk about how you prepare for a week when you don't know what quarterback's going to be starting. Just how does it work?
Yeah, I think, you know, you kind of just study the things that you have on them, try to understand what they're trying to do as an offense, scheme-wise, understand, you know, who their playmakers are, and just ultimately understand how they're trying to attack defenses. And if we can, you know, limit that and contain those things, we'll be fine.
Steve, what's it like to face a guy like Gordon who has such confidence right now?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, definitely as a player, the more confidence you have, you know, you seem to play at a high level. Guys seem to have that confidence, seem to play better. So, you know, like I said, he's a great football player. He's having a heck of a season, and we're going to have to be ready for him.
Steve, the Bill Belichick we see in press conferences is very stoic, tight-lipped. Do you guys see a different side of him? Does he tell jokes? Does he smile? Does he laugh?
Smile. He's got some smiling in there, too. So, you know, he's a great coach. He's doing a good job of preparing us week in and week out, and he's got us on the right track.
Yeah, it is. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
As a safety, you watch and see some of the trouble teams have trying to defend Gronk.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love having Gronk on my team, so I don't have to cover him in the game.
Thanks. Let me ask you, there's been a lot of talk about the adjustments that the offense is making at the half, coming back from the big deficits, but the defense obviously is also holding the other team down more in the second half. What are you guys doing in the second half that's different?
You know, I just think our coaches do a great job of coming in at halftime and really presenting to us how the team's trying to attack us and making adjustments to contain that stuff. I think we take it upon ourselves as players as well to go out and, you know, put together a good second half and go out and find a way to win football games. So, you know, it's a collaboration of a lot of different things, but I think the coaches do a great job of narrowing down, you know, how a team's trying to attack you and making adjustments and things like that to kind of slow teams down.
Is it really more minor stuff than a major overhaul?
I mean, sometimes, you know, each week presents a different thing. You know, every team presents something different. I mean, sometimes it's not necessarily even making changes. It's just going out and doing your job a little bit better. So, you know, it's hard to pinpoint, you know, one specific thing because every week presents something different.